For I see before you, I'm seeing a pool of water in front of you, and the water has been stirring and stirring and stirring. There's a pool of Bethesda that is stirring right in front of you. And the pool of Bethesda, it's that water the scripture talks about, that at times the angel would come down and stir it. And there was a wanting to enter into the waters. Let me just pause here for a moment. That's correct, right? Correct me. I'm sorry. I'm getting different flows. And that stirring of the water, that motion of the water, there's a motion and there's a healing and this is the season and the timing of that God is bringing everything together for you. You've been praying for healing. You've been praying for advancement. You've been praying for positioning, to be positioned in the right time to do the things that you've had in your heart to do for the Lord. But I hear the Lord saying the waters have been stirring and stirring, and at times you've wanted to jump in, but waters are stirring now. I hear God saying, jump in now. This is a season where I'm bringing you to the center of my will. For at times, it's like you've kind of wanted to step into what God was doing. You knew that there was more. You sensed that there was more. You wanted to walk into the vroom, the flow of the power of God. But at times, you felt like you missed some things. But I'm telling you now, this is the season where God is saying, you're about to step into the center of the eye of that whirlwind, of that tornado, of the perfect will of God. God is bringing you to the center of his very will this season of your life, where everything is coming together, and all that what you've done up to here has been practice, and it's been just God preparing you and stirring you and giving you taste of what's to come. But this is what's been prophesied over you. It's been said to you that you would see greater manifestation. It's been said to you that you've had a great anointing for healing, and that you had a great comfort anointing to comfort other people, but you've not seen the fullness of it. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight that you're about to step into a season of fullness, that you're stepping into the eye, into the center, where God has been involved all around you. Your life has just been, as you've been going, God has been around you, setting things in place, the puzzle pieces falling all in place as you step to this season and moving forward. God says it's going to all come together. And as you look back, you're going to see that God has really brought you to where you are today to launch you forward into a new season of beginnings. I'm also seeing a picture of you standing before a recipe box. You're going through all these recipes to put together a delightful meal, I'm sure. And I hear the Lord saying that he's about to give you certain recipes from his word. You're a woman of the word. You're a woman of the study of the word. You're rooted in the word. And yet there's some new breakthrough that God's going to bring to you and some new revelation from scripture that I believe God's going to release to you in this season, like recipes for a dish. God says there are some key scriptures he's going to release to you this hour that he's going to say, breakthrough, here's what I want you to stand on. Healing, this is what I want you to minister from. To set people free, this is what I want you to speak from. And the Lord's going to begin to release a new understanding of new scriptures to you so that you can release with a new power and a new authority from what you've had in past seasons. I also sense that this, again, it is a new season. You're not to be or even war how you used to war in the past seasons. God wants to give you a new mantle. God is giving you a new authority. He's giving you a new oil to fight the enemy and to see the enemy run before you, because the enemy has been there. The enemy has come in to attack. The enemy has come to take. But I hear the Lord saying, enough of that. God is going to renew your shield of faith. He's going to renew your armor, and he's going to renew you completely. And this is the hour where not only you're going to take that ground back, you're going to gain new ground. So the Lord says, I have new ground for you financially as well. I see this brook drying up, but I see this huge stream just beginning to come in. The Lord says, I'm going to add a new flow of provision into your life that's going to be a blessing to your life, and it's going to really bring at the right timing too. You're going to really need it, and God says not too soon, not too late. It's going to arrive right when you need it, and it's going to be a major blessing in your life. So God's going to open that for you. I also saw a picture of you swimming, and then suddenly you went down. I mean, you took a deep breath in and you went down. The Lord says, daughter, I'm going to bring you down deep into a deeper level of revelation and understanding my presence. There's glory that God is going to release and bring to your life in a new way. And God's going to cause you to go down into the depths and understand some new things that God just wants to open up for you. There are treasure troves of revelation that God says he's going to bring you down to open up so that you can be a blessing. And then finally as well, I just want to share that I see the Lord saying mentees are coming. So there will be those mentees and those daughters that will come around you, for there's a wealth of wisdom and something that you can help others, some input that you can help others so that they can walk in the fullness of their anointing. So you've done well, you've run the race, and you've had some wonderful times in the anointing, but I'm here to tell you that the anointing is about to increase. You're about to walk into a triple season of anointing on your life, and the Lord says it's going to go above and beyond. This is the hour now where the oil begins to overflow from the cup. So enjoy, for God's about to bring a new thing to your life.
God said first that in 1933, he promised an ancestor that through your line or through that ancestor's line, that there would be a time of harvesting and reaping souls for the kingdom of God. And if you look, you'll find somewhere in a diary, a note, somewhere there'll be a reference to 1933 and this promise being made. I think you ought to look it up. And I see you being set by God on a 1933 harvester. And you put it in gear and begin to harvest. God says to you that he has prepared you for such a time as this, that the things you've been through in your life, all of them, are a preparation and a readying for now. And that God is going to use you to harvest many souls. That you are, this word for healing is so, I just want to confirm, God's going to use you in praying for the sick for healing. He's going to use, I mean, literal, not some spiritual thing, but healing. You're going to pray for people and they're going to be healed from corns on their feet. Jesus, what a deliverance for somebody. You're going to pray for people and they're going to be healed of skin diseases. You're going to pray for people and they're going to be healed from encroaching deafness, and their ear hearing is going to be restored. God's going to use you. And this is a time I see you engaging this harvester. And God says, this is the time to embrace everything that he has taught you and engage the harvesting and put it into gear and begin to plow a row. It's not plowing, but you've seen a harvester like go through a cornfield. You know, it's just like plows everything down and grinds it up and spits it out into the right place. I just see you going right through a cornfield. And you're just making a swath, just cutting it right down, and corn's flying and everything's flying. God says, this is the time. Next, I had a very unusual thing happen over here in worship. I was remembering this time when I was in Mexico. I'd gone down there and worked like a dog for about a week, prophesying over everything, moving and preaching every sermon I had. I worked. And eat and sleep in a few hours and eating Mexican food and working hard. And when I finished, I felt good about myself. And the guy and the brother said, okay, I'm going to take you down to the bus station and drop you off there. Catch the bus to Mexico City. I was two and a half hours away over the mountains. And they'll give you a ride to the airport. And I said, no, hermano, no. And I made them get a driver and drive me to the airport. I wasn't about to go ride that bus when I can't speak. I can barely speak. Where's the bathroom? In Spanish. The Lord says that as far as you adventure in him, he will not leave you hanging. He will not leave you alone. He will not leave you out on a limb. He will always bring you back home. He will never abandon you. In the middle of your wildest faith step, God says, go for it. He will not leave you at the bus station, but he will drive you to the airport. And the thing is, God says, go for it. Do the thing where you feel like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this, but God says, you're going to be healed right now. I'm going to pray for you. I can't believe I'm stepping right out on this limb. God, you better get me back. Don't let this. God says, don't ever worry about being abandoned in the middle of a faith leap. He will be with you. This is a time when he says, put this thing in gear. You're to engage this community with the giftings and the callings and the anointings that are in you for this community. Hector listed those things. And what God was showing me was engage this community, cut the reaper on and let it run right through the heart of this community. You're not called to pour yourself out for the church that's here. You're called to pour yourself out for those that are yet to come in to his salvation, for those that are standing on the outside wanting somehow and not even knowing it, wanting to come in. Those are the ones that God is going to have you reap and plow through. In the name of Jesus.
Hi. I'm going to attack from the rear. I won't attack you. You know, the beautiful thing about a team in the prophetic is one team member's prophesying. You're sitting there and you're getting layers, just like Hector did and Michael. So Michael's prophesying. I just saw you out in the community. I wanted to give you a couple of quick things the Lord just showed me. That number one, and this is the whole reason why you got to trust him and leap out in faith. I just felt like, very specifically, the Lord said he's going to change your hairdresser. And I don't know what that means. You need to pray, because I'm not sure if it was a directive word that God's just going to do it without your permission, or it's something you're going to cooperate with and say, okay, I'm going to go over there instead of going to get my hair done over here, because it's all about reaping. There's some ladies God is going to have you come in with the gospel, as with light. That's one sphere that God has you in. The other, I just heard you're going to volunteer somewhere outside the church. You may already do stuff in the church, but again, when Michael said that, I said, and I kept hearing the word volunteer, volunteer. When he said that, I was like, outside the house. So those are two things that God's just now saying, now that's how I'm going to begin to apply it and begin to show you how much he loves people. He loves his lost, and he's going to send us to them. It's that simple. And we just say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Here I am. Where do you want to send me? I'm going to send you to the ABC beauty parlor now instead of the CBS one. So whatever. Why don't you go over here for just maybe 6 months, and then you can go back to Lulabelle or whoever you go. So where you been? Sorry, I was on assignment. Beauty school assignment. Had to, you know, go beautify someone's soul, you know. And so these are little things God's going to do. I also saw just a, do you have children? Yeah, I saw you carry a huge mantle of prayer over your children. You cover them like, it's like, I get the picture of this really bright hand-woven Afghan. And that's the covering. It's something that you have crafted prayers for your children like you would weave an Afghan. And you, do you weave Afghans? What do? You knit them. I don't know. You make them. And it's just that, that's how much care, that's how much time, and that's how much variety you have put in to praying for your children. And the Lord said, it is a covering, and you can trust in the covering of the Lord. He's got your kids wrapped up like blankets, like with blankets. And you can just, don't stop praying for them, but you can rest in that what you have done is effective for their lives. And that's, I just kept asking the Lord about what are your key prayer concerns and burdens, and just I could just kept seeing children, your children, but then it also goes out to other family members. So you are kind of a pivotal prayer warrior in your family. I just see. Do you have any living siblings? Do you have siblings? Yeah, I just see you really reaching. I saw your prayer going out to the sides of you in family. I just felt like that was siblings, sisters, brothers, and there's yet some to come into the kingdom. There's some that are just kind of doing what they've done for years and years, going to maybe institutional churches. Not that that's wrong, but you know what? God can even bring the gospel where there's a Bible. You know, if someone can get up and actually open the Bible and speak the Bible, the Holy Spirit can just run on that thing and run right into someone's heart. That's because it's the Holy Spirit. It's not that book. It's not that building or their stained glass or their pews. Or lack thereof, it is the Holy Spirit who regenerates the heart. And he's going to work in your family. And you just need to kind of just let that energize you tonight, that you're tracking with God. See, God got a hold of you. I feel like almost like God came into an old dry building and got a hold of you. And you weren't even looking for him. That's the beauty of God. Jesus said, you weren't looking for me. I was looking for you. You didn't choose me. I chose you, and God chose you. And you can be assured tonight, okay, that his covenant is strong in you and to all those in your household. I think it's in Acts, whatever chapter, where they said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved and your household, chapter 4. And then you're just going to see that household salvation begin to really activate even stronger in the days ahead. And all that's going to do is turn you into this ferocious evangelist. That's what we've been prophesied. It's going to make you more aggressive in praying for the sick and more aggressive. And God says that which you've yearned for the most and the longest, the Lord said, is going to be the very thing that he propped up underneath you to show you that I am the sovereign one who saves, heals, and delivers. Amen.
Thank you for our sister. God, we just pray blessing on her, Lord, that you bless her physically. God, that you would just knit every joint back together and strengthen her joints, strengthen the sinews, strengthen the muscles, and put a spring back in her step. Father, we pray that you bless her going out in the morning, coming in the afternoon. Lord, that you bless her going down to her bed at night when she rises in the morning. Lord, that you would strengthen her hands and strengthen the work of her hands and give it increase in these days. God, this is not a time for decrease, but this is a time when she is going to put into gear a harvesting and a reaping for you. And God, put a holy anointing and, Lord, just let it pour out of her mouth, an anointing for healing and grace in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Father.